So I'm just going to start us out with scripture, because that's always how we need to start out our day. And just start out how we just live our life. So I'm going to start us out with Matthew 7:12, which, let me find it real quick. Therefore, whatever you want others to do for you, do also the same for them, for it's the law and also the prophets. So most everyone knows about like the golden rule, because that's what all of like our parents like to say, all of our parents like to talk to. But there's a little bit more that's added on to that in a different book of the Bible, John. So in John 13:35, give me a second to find it. By this, everyone know that you're my disciples if you love one another. So this is a particular verse, especially in Jesus' time. Because at this point in time, the people in Jesus' world did not have love for one another. They genuinely hated one another. And for a multitude of reasons. For example, the Jews and the Samaritans. Jesus was a Jew. Most everybody that we talk about in like the Bible and really just in day-to-day life about that time was Jewish. Jewish was a huge religion and just like a huge power back then. So there's the Jews, which is the Jesus people, and there's the Samaritans, which were, if I'm not wrong, they're like close neighbors, and they did not get along for a lot of reasons. One of those reasons is for religion purposes. Jews, they believed in God. Samaritans also believed in God. But in the sight of Jews, Samaritans were dirty. They were filthy. So naturally, Jews hated Samaritans. And for this reason, any time that a Jew and Samaritan would get along and would talk to each other, it was greatly frowned upon. Like, whenever Jesus gave the parable about the Samaritan woman, the Good Samaritan, that's greatly frowned upon for a Samaritan to be talking to a Jew. Like, that's punishable for the Jews. And Jesus did not like this. He did not like that these people are being separated just because one of them likes life a certain way than another. And one of them just doesn't think that the other one's good enough. And that's not a good thing. And these people, they acted like the Samaritans weren't good enough. They acted like, they showed it. They would go around and they'd talk about how great they are, and whenever they see a Samaritan, they would not react kindly to them. They were just mean and awful and rude. And that's just how life was back then. So Jesus talks about these verses, the one in Matthew particularly, saying that we need to do to each other what we want done to us. And that's just a general rule back then for everybody. But in John, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's talking to people who's followed him dearly and who's been without him, been with him for the past few years. So he's known him pretty good. And he says that in verse 35, but this everyone know that you're my disciples if you love one another. He's not saying that if you love other disciples. He's saying if you love the Samaritans. He's saying if you love those people who are filthy in your sight. So the reason why I bring this up is right now in this time, we do the exact same thing. And it is so sad. We choose to be petty. We choose to act like we're better than someone else. We choose by how they act and how they speak that we are better than them. We choose by their age we are better than them. And it is just wrong. It is plain out wrong. And even sometimes, we joke with each other. We joke, oh, yeah, I do this, oh, you do that. But that is not a good thing. Whenever we're joking with one another, we may say it's joking. And we may believe it's joking. The other person may believe it's joking. But people that you don't know who is watching you, because there are people watching you, the people who claim to be a Christian, the people that claim who have faith, there are people who watch you and who try to see, is it really worth it? And all they see is that you are rude to one another, that you are awful to one another. Why would they want that? Why would they want more people to hate them than what's already going on all around them at home in their head? Why would they want just more people to hate them? That sounds awful. So when we do joke with one another, it's not just for us to have fun, but it's for others too. Whenever we do that, there's consequences to that. There's consequences for how we act and just how we speak around each other. So whenever we're acting like this, whenever we're just like speaking with each other, there can be consequences with us. We can be we can get in trouble for what we do. Whenever we choose to act this way and whenever we choose to, you know, bully each other, just having fun, just messing with like your friends, we can get in trouble for that. But the thing is the consequence isn't always on us. The consequence isn't always on Sam whenever he does that. It's not always on Matthew. It's not always on Braden. It's on the people who watch you. Because those people who are watching you, guess what they see whenever that happens? They see that they don't want that. Like I said earlier, why would they want that? So guess what they don't want? They don't want Christ. They don't want the thing that has saved us all. They don't want the thing that has saved us and that makes us whole every day. They don't want that now. All because you want to joke around and you don't act like you don't like each other when you might not. And let's be honest. I don't like some of the people that's at my school for a multitude of reasons. And I that's a hard thing for me because I'm a huge people person. I like to have friends with everybody. And I don't like some of the people at my school for a lot of reasons, but we still need to get along with them. Because what we do, it might represent us, and some of us, they don't care about that. Like, I don't care what people think about me, but I care what people think about God. Because guess what? Whenever we act like that, we represent God poorly. The person who has saved us, the person who died on the cross for us, who died on the cross that way we may be whole and we may be saved, that's who you're representing. You don't want to represent God badly because then you're not doing what you need to be doing. Let's just be honest. Because whenever we do represent God badly, then what does the other people think around us? Why do they want that? They say that he saved them. They say that he's so great, but why would you want someone who all they do, all their life is just filled with hatred to one another, whether it's real or whether it's not? They don't want that. Why would they? So what all represents God poorly? And that's a good question. And that's something that I think about often because I don't want to do that. That's something that I used to struggle with. So one thing would be like bullying. So like I said earlier, messing around with each other and just not making fun of each other, but just talking to each other and acting like y'all aren't like friends, but y'all might be. For example, me and Matthew. I really want to say this, and I'm going to, so yeah. So me and Matthew for the past few months, which I think he lies to me, I don't know. It's questionable sometimes. But we've been acting like we don't like each other, and Percy, I have nothing wrong with Matthew. But, I know, you're so happy. Yeah. But I have nothing wrong with that. But when people look at that, when people see that, they don't know that. They don't know whenever people look at that, whenever people see it, they don't know whether you're being real or not. They don't know whenever they accept Christ, there's going to be people they don't like, even when those other people are Christians, because they might bully you. They may feel like you're small. That's not something that people would want. Another thing people that represents God poorly is belittling each other. I said this kind of earlier, but whenever like you act like you're nothing, or whenever you act like other people are nothing, then that hurts other people. That doesn't just hurt the person you're talking to. That doesn't just hurt the people who are around you, but those who are watching you and see that like, oh, well, they think that everybody's just worse than them. Doesn't matter if they're Christian or not. They think that they're worse than them and that they're just inferior, like the Jews and Samaritans did. The Jews and Samaritans thought that they were inferior because of religion and because they were just filthy. And now we do the same thing, but we do it in a different format. We do it in a different font. And that's the thing, is whenever we do act like that, whenever we do belittle each other, that represents God super poorly because, again, why would someone want to be a Christian when all they see is other Christians belittling each other? Why would someone want that? Because, like, that's just not a good thing. That's not a fun thing. So, one last thing that I'm going to be able to say up here that represents God poorly is being harsh and impatient. Whenever you are mean to, like, just flat out mean to one another. Like, whenever you're like that, or you're just impatient with each other, and that, like, they're not worth your time, that represents God poorly. Because then, that shows everyone else around you that you are so good that these other people, they're not good enough for you. Like belittling, like what the Jews and Samaritans did. Everything we do, people like to say history repeats itself, and some people agree with it, some people don't, but it's absolutely true. We are repeating what they did so long ago, and we refuse to even admit it. And that's what's sad, is because I can go up to a lot of my Christian friends who don't go here or just they go to like a different kind of church. They'll say the same thing, that history doesn't repeat itself, or that the word Jesus said back then to his disciples and to just like the nations back then, that doesn't matter in our context. When it does, it absolutely does. And that's some of the things we're like, we are being impatient with each other. We're not acting like it's not good enough. So we need to act like each other is good enough because we are. We are worth it. We are worth each other's time and attention. Non-Christians are worth each other's time and attention. Whenever we act like that, they don't want to be your friend. They don't want to know Christ. They don't want what you have, because all they see that you have is a sickness, feeling that other people are not good enough for you. That's what they don't want, and that's why they don't want God. Because you're doing these things, then automatically you're just like, I don't want that. I mean, it's like some of the stuff with vapes and stuff like that. You see the consequences of it, so you don't want that. You don't want to vape. You don't want to do drugs and alcohol because you see the consequences of it. Some of it is not as bad as others, but you still can see the consequences. And if that weighs with the good stuff, you don't want to do it. When you see this, when you see others bullying each other, belittling each other, being harsh and impatient, you don't want that because, in your opinion, it can not be good enough. It cannot be worth it to go and to do that. Just because, I mean, to other people, this is their heaven. This is their best time. So they don't want to be bullied. They don't want to be belittled. Some things that do represent God really well is just being kind to one another. It sounds super, like, weird and just, I don't want to say naive, but, like, just super simple. But it is super simple, and we refuse to do it. A few weeks ago, I think it's during Sunday school, that Jacob asked, who's one person that you absolutely hate with everything in you? And do all of y'all have that one person? Or, like, raise your hand if you have someone that you just do not like. But those people, we still need to be kind to them. Because raise your hand again if they're non-Christians. You don't know? Well, if you don't know, then they're probably not a Christian. That's the thing is, whenever... I'm going to get off on a rant. I'm not going to go there. That's next Wednesday. Have fun, Jacob. But those people who aren't Christians, and whenever you're not kind to them, they don't want what you want. They don't want what you have. So whenever you are kind to them, it makes a world of difference. It makes a world of difference on how they react to you and how they react to God. Because whenever they see God in a different light, and a more of a light of, oh, he's this great thing. He's this great, like, creator, then that's what they want. I think it's on the next slide with what represent. Yeah, it is on the next slide. So, supporting and encouraging others. So, again, super simple, but super important. Whenever we support each other, whenever I support Matthew and what he does, yeah, I know, so happy. Whenever I support him, then that changes a world of things and how people react in what I do and what Matthew does, but also in how they see God and how they see what's like their surroundings and what God made. Whenever we encourage each other, it doesn't just matter to the person we're encouraging to. It matters to the person that is watching us, because there is people watching us. There's people watching Jacob. There's people watching Caroline. There's people watching Dalton. There's people watching us, and they're judging what we're doing. And people don't like to use that word, but still, they are judging us, because they are trying to weigh whether they want to have. They want to be a Christian or not? Because that is a really good question. That's one of the most important questions of your life. And it's a lot. So whenever you encourage each other, that's what they see is going to happen to them whenever they are Christian. So they want that. It makes them see God in a different light. Whenever they're watching out for each other and trying to just like help each other along their path, then that helps too. That doesn't just hurt that helps. And it may also help those other Christians that you are around. Because whenever you are watching out for one another, whenever you are like truly supporting each other, like I said earlier, then that helps that person too. It's not just those watching you, those non-Christians or Christians watching you. It's the person that you're supporting, the person that you're encouraging. That helps them. So whenever you watch out for them, that can also help. And there's going to be things in this world that there's going to be non-Christians who are going to be doing things in this world, and that doesn't mean that we just have to leave them. It doesn't mean that we just leave them and then just never look back. Because that's the people who need Christ. That's the people who need what we have. So we still need to watch out for them and try and support and encourage them. And not in the bad stuff of doing horrible things, but in the good stuff. And just going to school, trying to get good grades, doing what like your parents asked them to do. That's what we need to encourage each other to do. And that's what we need to watch out for each other. We also need to, this is something that's been heavy on my heart for the past few weeks, is to to hold each other accountable. Because that's the thing, is a lot of people don't know how to be held accountable. Whenever they are held accountable, then that means that the stuff that they do wrong is held out of a good light. That means the stuff that they do wrong is shown to others, and they have to fix it. Because let's be honest, how many of us do wrong things every day? Raise your hand. Great, we're all sinners. That's the thing, is those people who are keeping you accountable, they are sinners too. They want to be held accountable. They need your help just as we need them. So we need to hold each other accountable because that represents God good. That represents God that he's going to keep us safe. At the same time, whenever we need to be held accountable, whenever we're doing something wrong, he is going to help us then, and he is going to take us out of that wrong thing then, and he will protect us. So as I close out for the night, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of a challenge. And something I want y'all to do is that person that you just don't like more than anything else, that you just hate beyond everything and you just can't stand them, be nice to that person. Even if they aren't nice back, because other people, they're not held to the same standard. They're not held to the same standard of, that they get supported. They get encouraged all the time. But we can still support them. We can still encourage them. They might not like us back. They might not support us back. But we can still support them because that's what they need. That's what they need to become a Christian. That's what they need to continue to just like live, is they need support. They need encouragement. Some of those people that are non-Christians, we need them to be Christians. And that's the thing, is whenever we're going out to those people that we don't like, there's a good chance most of them are Christian. And not Christian, they're non-Christian. So we just need to support them because they need it more than we know. And I just want to say one final thing is, I don't know everybody's walks of faith. And I don't know how everybody is in this church and this youth group. But if any of y'all want this support, want this encouragement, want this accountability that we get from God, then and want to become a Christian, please come find one of the adults. Please come find me. Please come find Rylan. Please come find Matthew. Please come find any youth member that you know will help. Because they will help you. This is what we are called to do. We are called by Jesus, a man that lived 2,000 years ago, to help and encourage others. That's not something that just ended whenever he died. This is something that's going to keep going now and that will never end until the day that Christ comes back. So if you're having those thoughts of maybe that you need Christ and maybe that you just need faith, see someone, find someone. Before you leave this building, before you leave this room, come and find someone. Don't wait. Find an adult. Find a youth member. Find anybody. As I close this out, just remember, be kind to someone tomorrow. Because I don't think any of us are on fall break this week. So just be kind to one another. Find that person that you don't like and compliment them. Do something simple. Just be nice in a general way. Because that does more to people than you know. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out, and then we're going to head to D-groups. God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this chance just to spread your word and just learn more about you, God. He's supposed to have a good night and just go from here and continue to just live in you and to never stop loving you, God. Please help us have a good day at school tomorrow, and please help us to actually be able to find someone to be nice to. Not just let this stay here and not just let this be here, but it keep going from here and it never stop, God. This love for you to never stop. This love for others to come to you to never stop, God. Please help us for clarity as we go into our youth, our small groups today, God. Jesus, and I pray. Amen.